In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our readings today, we have several themes going on. In that first reading, we hear the prophet Jeremiah praying to the Lord for rescue from those who were persecuting him. Jeremiah had been called to be a prophet even from the very womb, and he was not afraid to contradict the king of Israel and his ministers to proclaim messages from the Lord despite their unpopularity. And many people plotted against Jeremiah. At one point, he was thrown into a deep pit and left there to die. But then the king relented, and he was brought out. And finally, after the fall of Babylon, he was taken off to Egypt, and there he was killed. His fears were certainly well founded, put it that way. Then in the second reading, we have St. Paul talking about the entrance of original sin into our world through the first sin of Adam, but yet that sin was redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the sacrifice he made, and that though many sinned in Adam, that is, through the sin of Adam, we were all born into that original sin, that proclivity toward weakness, toward concupiscence, that tendency to fall away from the grace to which God is calling us. That grace has been restored in us by the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then these two themes, the themes of persecution and sin, come together in our gospel reading, where our Lord tells us not to fear those who can put the body to death, but rather to fear the death that sin brings into the world, that sin which will cast us into Gehenna, where both body and soul are tormented forever. And it's a sobering thought to think of the ravages of sin. But yet, when we look around our world, when we look at how much damage sin does just in our own lives and in the lives of those we know and all throughout the world, then we can see how dangerous sin is, not simply for us here on earth, but the damage it does to our immortal souls. You know, this past week we had two wonderful examples of saints who were not afraid to give their lives for the truth of the gospel, Saints John Fisher and Saint Thomas More. They were both put to death by King Henry VIII in the year 1535, and they were both very prominent citizens of England. Saint John Fisher had been the Chancellor of the University of Cambridge, the tutor to the king when he was a young man, and was the Bishop of Rochester. And he was the only one of the English bishops who opposed Henry VIII when Henry wanted to divorce his wife, Catherine of Aragon, and marry Anne Boleyn. As a matter of fact, when Henry asked him to approve of the divorce, Fisher told him that he would go to the death defending the sanctity of Christian marriage, just as John the Baptist had done. And so Henry put him into the Tower, and in order to protect him, the Pope made Fisher a cardinal. And when Henry heard about this, he said the Pope doesn't have to bother to send a cardinal's cap to England. I will send Fisher's head to Rome. And Fisher was actually beheaded on June the 22nd. A few days or a couple of weeks later, July 6th, Thomas More was beheaded. More had been a very prominent author, a politician, and was made Chancellor of England, which in those days would be the equivalent of Prime Minister. And again, of all the prominent politicians at that time, More was the one who stood up and who told the king, no, this you know, this is not something that that you should be doing. And he refused to take the oath of supremacy when Henry made himself the head of the Church of England. And so he too lost his head. And, you know, they're wonderful saints. Moore's story, of course, is very well known from that play and movie, A Man for All Seasons. And yet the example that they give us, you know, is one that that we can take to heart in our own lives too. Certainly, you know, we're not in, you know, the prominent positions that those men held, and yet in each and every one of our lives, we have those challenges to compromise with the gospel, those challenges to go along with the world, to deny the truth that that Christ puts in our hearts, to turn a blind eye to sin. And yet, our Lord tells us that everything that happens is going to be revealed, and that those who do not acknowledge Christ in our lives will not be acknowledged before his heavenly Father. And yet, if we have that trust in God, even though it lead us to death, that trust will save our lives and bring us to that eternal kingdom where, with our Lord, with all the saints and angels, we will enjoy forever the vision of God's almighty glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.